Okay, I'm sorry. My buddy Rob, he says this. He says, this chapter makes me think about where I came from and where I want to go. My father left his business. He left me to figure out how to get out of a big mess, being without God, up against impossible odds. I felt like I was up a river without a paddle. Then I met Pat, and he gave me one scripture that changed everything. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I remember sitting in my truck in a Starbucks parking lot when he said it. At that time, a feeling of comfort came over me. Looking back, that was a time when God and I partnered. He took me from the hands of fate into the hands of destiny. What a ride it has been. I have to say, I met Pat probably under similar circumstances. My dad didn't leave me a business, but I was staring at a mountain of debt, crying out to God for something. I didn't know what was going to happen. All I knew is I was in a big mess. But I have to say, it was actually a few years later, in the context of this chapter, where I finally just quit the battle, so to speak, of fighting against God, trying to always do things my way, and finally say, you know what? I just got to let go and let it be his way. Anyway, and it's much easier going about things saying it's his way. And as we go on today to, where judgment begins, assessment. I think we're going to hear a lot about assessment versus judgment. And I think there's a big difference between the two. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we continue to grow. We continue to learn. As business owners and CEOs and just as human beings, Lord, we thank you. There's not this perfect day of I've arrived in this life. And I don't even know there is one that day in eternity, because life and living is all about growing and becoming better than our best day in and day out. So we just thank you for this time this morning. We commit this time to you. We're going to trust that we're going to be good students, listeners, learners, and be able to apply what we learn here this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. A couple things this morning really stood out to me. One was just pruning. Growing up, we had a huge yard, lot, whatever our house was on, and we had a rose garden that was pretty big, quite a large rose garden. And I remember the first time I really noticed my dad pruning the roses. I think it was like, you know, late in the year, so they, you know, grow back in the spring. I thought, my God, what has he done? You know, these things are just like decimated when you see them pruned back. And yet, you know, in the spring, they're abundant. The fruit is incredible on those roses. When you feed them and fertilize them, and then they boot. And then after my dad passed away, I took that chore for a few years when I was still living at home, and cutting them back and then watching them in the spring, you just see them, boom, it was just incredible. So it just makes me think that, just that pruning, and that pruning is God's job, and he does it in our lives. And then, just made me think about also when Pat said, I wrote down in my notes, I said, I have a place of authority. God has put me here. And just as much as that, as I have chosen, I chose to open my company. I chose CEO, which means I have chosen fiduciary. I've chosen to be responsible. And there's a lot that comes with that. And you don't know it. You know, we don't know it. It's just like when you say, I want to receive Jesus Christ. I realize I'm a sinner and I need him. I believe his death and his resurrection, his blood purifies me from my sin. We don't know all we're signing up for. We didn't know all we were signing up for when we were CEOs. So we had to learn. And that's what we do, you know, week in and week out here. But I love Romans 12 when it comes to judgment and assessment. Romans 12:17-19, it says, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." Assessment, make assessments, be careful. But he says, "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge. I will repay,' says the Lord." So we can just lay it at his feet. You know, we've been wrong. This has happened. That's happened. Somebody did this. Or I know, especially with employees, I always have to just take a step back and make sure I'm making a correct assessment, and I'm not bringing some big old hammer down that's going to ruin an employee and maybe ruin a good one. So anyway, always be careful. You know, always, to me, that's the thing that really stood out to me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we don't have to be in places, and you haven't put us in places to be standing in judgment over others. Oof, I don't want to be there. But I do want to be a wise man, who can make wise assessments. So we pray as we go out today, and Lord, we have contracts, we have customers, we have employees, we have money to deal with, all these things. So give us wisdom, Lord, to make correct assessments of customers, of terms, all these different little line items that come into play in making correct assessments. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. And as we get back to work, we want to commit our day to you, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.